Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, Grace Harbor by Dawn Johns is a powerful testimony of a mother's walk of faith through the loss of her teenage son by suicide. Dawn's life is full of resilience, faith, and experience with the Lord, which she attributes to God's grace all along the way. Anyone who might be questioning their faith, who needs reassurance that God loves them and is with them, will be blessed by her authentic and transparent witness. Readers will be touched by her up-close, intimate portrait of what a relationship, even a conversation or spiritual experience, looks and feels like. The story of life-changing events becomes a witness to God's grace, mercy, and love. Dawn Johns is a pastor living in Florida and the author of Grace Harbor. Pastor Johns, joining us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Such an important message, and it had to be difficult, challenging for you to go back, go through these memories, and to write them so you're able to take what you went through and help other people. What was the inspiration to write the book, Grace Harbor?
Well, through the years, I had several people tell me that I should write a book, which sounded absurd because I'd never done anything like that before. But my husband began to encourage me, and by 2018, I felt like, well, maybe I should write a book, and I felt ready to do it, so I did.
And the book is available, I'll say Amazon, but wherever books are sold. The book is Grace Harbor. Dawn Johns is our guest on the program. You'll get a link on to the Amazon page by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mentioned a pastor living now in Florida. How did you become a pastor? Talk about that background.
Well, through the events that happened in the book, I began to get closer to God. And God began to call me into his presence early in the morning hours. And I began to get up really early in the morning, 4 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And he would talk to me for just hours, and he would take me through the scripture, and it was just an experience I'd never had before. But he was healing me of what happened to my son, and he was teaching me. And I had been in a traditional church, so I didn't have a lot of this teaching that he was showing me, and it was revelation. As this all came to me, one day he let me know that there were some people that I was going to be pastoring, and these people began to come to me and tell me that I was their pastor, and I was like, no, I'm not going to be a pastor. But, you know, the Lord made it real clear that I had to do this and that I was to do this. And, of course, God lets us have that choice, but I choose to follow him. So I opened the church, or we started a church in the house and at home, and we began to let that count. What I had been taught in the morning hours began to be taught. Now, I had thought that God and I were meeting because he wanted to heal me and he wanted to teach me. I didn't know any of this was going to be for other people, all this that he was downloading into my mind and my heart. And so I had to start bringing it out. And I really thought, well, God, you know, a lot of people aren't going to receive this very well, and this is a lot of traditional churches in the area, and they're not going to take all this very well. And I kind of was scared, and it was a little scary because people did reject it, but there were a lot who were drawn to it. So I thank God for that.
What was it like when you were able to make that one-on-one connection, when you were able, through your life experiences, really relate to people going through similar experiences in their own lives, the ups and downs of everyday living? What was it like when you would see a look on their face and you were able to connect with them and help them through some very difficult stages of their lives?
It was very fulfilling because I felt like I had something to give. I had something that God had shown me, and I was ready to give people something that could sustain them and could comfort them. And of course, people had to receive it, but it seemed like God had, put something in me to draw people into believing the truth. So when I gave it to them, it was comforting. And I can remember one lady, she had just lost her son, And she called to talk to me and help comfort me because she'd seen my story in the paper, and she was concerned about my son committing suicide. And as she began to talk, she was very grief-stricken, and I just began to speak to her how God was healing my heart and what he was saying. And she came to my, she started coming to church, and she said, I haven't been to church in many years because she had lost another child. But this began to stir her heart, and she wanted to come back to God again. So what God was giving me and all those things and all those early morning hours, and it's exciting. So the excitement, too, began to draw other people closer to God. And that was really a neat experience.
Dawn Johns is our guest on the program, author of the book Grace Harbor. You'll find it Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Where were you? What was it like when you found out about your son?
I was at a ballpark watching my younger son play ball. And I had just talked to my older son, Andy, that morning. So I didn't feel anything. My husband and I were just watching the ball game. And then a trooper came on the field. And I knew the trooper because I had worked for the Florida Highway Patrol. When the trooper came on, I just thought he wanted to watch his own son because he was playing also. But he talked to Donald and asked him to come talk to him. And I jumped up for some reason. I felt like I needed to go hear what they were saying. And nothing was really told to us. But my husband said, go get Matt. So I had to run into the dugout, get Matt, our second son, and bring him with us. He said, we got to go. Andy's been in an accident. And everybody was going to, Donald and the trooper had already gone to the parking lot. He was getting us away from the crowd at the ball game. And as I was going to the parking lot, all of a sudden the Lord spoke to me. So he was the one who told me. No one had told me that Andy was dead, but God told me Andy was dead. And I froze. And I felt like I was going to die on the spot. I knew I was about to hit the ground face first. I went into shock. And I guess it was a traumatic shock. And I thought that I was going to hit the ground. I wouldn't be able to stop myself. But immediately he spoke again. And with him speaking the second time, he began to pour in. He took out the grief and the trauma. He just removed it immediately. And he poured in this great joy. And I began to run towards the parking lot to tell my husband that everything was going to be okay.
What were the reactions of others, family members and friends, people around you, to your response to your son's death?
Well, I had an unusual joy. It was not normal.
Yes.
I'm not sure how everybody reacted, but some people were drawn to me, and one woman told me, she said, you had so much grace that we wanted to stay around you all the time. And there was an encasing of grace just around me to keep me from feeling that trauma. And then there were some people who avoided me, and my hairdresser told me, and I can only go by what people say, he told me that some people were angry because I wasn't laying across the grave and crying every day. So, you know, I guess there were all kinds of different reactions.
Dawn Johns is our guest on the program, Johns. Dawn, the guest on the program, the author of the book Grace Harbor. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Dawn, how do you think people can relate who may not have been through a similar tragedy? What do you hope the takeaway is from reading Grace Harbor?
Well, everyone goes through some kind of tragedy and some kind of hardship, whether it's just, you know, if it's losing a job, and that's not to be belittled because that can be traumatic, or, you know, any kind of life experience. And whether it seems large or small to someone else, when you're going through it at the time, it's large. So in those times when we feel hurt or pain or betrayed, all kinds of things can come into our minds and just tear up our, you know, our system and our joy and take away what feels like life, just drain life out of us. And this book is to let people know that God is always there. There's a healer and there is a restorer. And though things may look bad today, it doesn't mean it's over. It doesn't mean that things have ended. It means that something new is coming, that there's going to be a restoration to you. You can come out of this, and that God does supernatural things in us and for us and with us. And to don't, just not to ever give up, just to not to lose hope, but to turn toward him. He's a comforter, and that's one thing he showed me. I wrap you up in my Holy Spirit like a blanket, like a comforter. There's a comforter. There's a blanket that we call a comforter. And the Lord showed me that one night. He said, I've wrapped you up in that, and I am your comforter. And even in those traumatic times or just troubled times, he'll be there for us.
What have you learned most, do you think, during this whole experience?
I had thought, naively, I guess, that, you know, that because our family went to church and because we read the Bible every day and we prayed diligently and we were just good people that were your traditional church people, that nothing super tragic could happen to us. But I found out I was wrong, and it did. And God wanted me to know, you know, that I was going to have to learn how to come through these things and still trust him, because my faith had not had to be stretched. So I found out that there was spiritual warfare, which I knew nothing about and had not been taught about, and that I was in a war, whether I wanted to believe it or not, and there was a battle, and I was going to have to learn how to fight that battle.
What briefly was your faith background? What was the foundation? You mentioned going to church and thinking, in a sense, you were invincible because you were a good church-going family. But briefly, what was the faith background, and how did you draw on that getting through this?
My mother talked about Jesus. We watched Christian programming like Billy Graham, and sometimes Catherine Kuhlman came on TV. And then we went to a traditional church. We were Navy, so we weren't always somewhere where we could settle down and go to a church, but... when we settled a little bit somewhere, we went to a traditional church setting, and mostly it was the kind of church that taught you salvation and sharing the gospel.
Dawn Johns, our guest on the program, the book is Grace Harbor. Did anything prepare you for this tragedy before it happened? What was the foundation going into this experience?
Nothing prepared me for this.
Yes.
I had lost a sister-in-law at the age of 17, Andy was 16 at the time, but in no way did it prepare me for this. I had to so totally lean on God. I had no understanding. I had no background. And one wonderful thing about the mercy of God is that he will teach you what you don't know.
Did you see any warning signs with Andy? Were there any, you look back now and go, boy, there were red flags, we didn't see them. Were there any?
Yes, there were warning signs. I knew that he was suicidal, and I didn't know how to deal with it. And I was an RN in ICU at that time, and he had even been in ICU while I was there. But because of attempting before, but the doctor said there was nothing wrong with him, that this was just, you know, they had, it was like a teenage thing, and but I knew that they were wrong. So all I knew to do was to go to, I prayed to God. He was the only one I could go to. And I just didn't get any answers. I wasn't ready for this level of spiritual, I guess what you would call spiritual warfare.
Let's talk about the timeline. Did you have experiences with God before your son's death, or did this happen around the same time or even afterwards?
No, I had experiences, but I kept them to myself because there was no one that I could talk to that I thought would believe it.
Yes.
I had some visions, you know, and I heard God's voice since I was a teenager, and, you know, I followed him the best that I could with what I knew. It was limited, but, just, I knew there was a spiritual realm, and I knew that there was more than what I was being taught. I just stayed silent about it.
How important is that now for you to, in your teachings, give people what you did not receive along the way? Is that part of the gift that you've been given, being able to convey that message to the people who come to you?
Oh, yes. And to set people free, we don't have to walk in that darkness, you know. We don't have to have suicidal spirits, and we can see people can be set free, and they can. It's life and death. I mean, when I worked as a nurse in ICU, it was life and death, and it was at times very tedious and a little scary to take care of people who were so tragically ill. And the church, I feel like it's life and death. We've got to know some things,
Yes.
and it's crucial to teach them.
Dawn Johns, our guest on the program. The book is Grace Harbor. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Dawn's Amazon site link is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned in the beginning, talking about a relationship, even a conversation or spiritual experience, what it looks and feels like. What does it look like? What does it feel like? And do many of us maybe have that opportunity for that special relationship, but we just don't realize it and we just don't take advantage of it?
Oh, yeah. Everybody has that relationship. Everybody can have that. Everybody, anyone who wants to turn to God. It's a quietness of God's voice speaking to us in the midst of all the noise that's going on. And there'll be, like Elijah heard, a still small voice inside of us, and that voice is telling us something that we need to hear, and it'll be revelation. It won't be just knowledge, but it'll be an opening up of enlightenment, and because that's what God does. He gives you more than someone can tell you of what you can read, and He begins to speak to us on an individual level, giving us something so personal that we know that it's for us. But the way we hear Him is, so many times He's putting something in front of us. I told someone the other day, if you see something multiple times, or someone speaking something multiple times, or you read it, you hear it, just get quiet with God and ask Him if He's trying to tell you something. Or sometimes there'll be something inside of you that'll come up in your thought processes, and you know, I did not think of that. And that's the Holy Spirit coming up, letting you know if you're a Christian and you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior. He wants an intimate relationship with each one of us.
How long did it take you when you were receiving these messages to realize this is a relationship and I need to be open and I can learn and prosper and flourish from this? How long did it take you to realize what you were going through, what you were experiencing?
The first moment he talked to me, I knew who it was.
Ah,
And
okay.
I knew what he was doing. I had read the Bible so much as a child. I had a hunger for God as a child. And so I hungered to go to church. And sometimes I would go to church when my parents didn't even go, just walk to church or whatever as a kid with the neighborhood kids. But I knew that, I just knew that was him. It was like there was no question. I knew when he spoke to me it was him.
How
And we
difficult?
had a.
Yes, finish that.
Oh, my first conversation with God was when I was a teenager, and he told me to stop dating someone, and it was so real. We talked back. I said, "No, God, send me somebody else first," because I didn't want to be left alone. And God said, "Trust me," and I said, "No, send somebody else to me first." And he didn't talk to me anymore about that because he's not going to argue with you. And eventually, that relationship ended. He's going to get his way.
One way or the other will get his way. A couple minutes left in the program. It's going by so quickly. Grace Harbor is the book by Dawn Johns, our guest on the program. Without God's grace, without His mercy, without His love, how could you have gotten through losing your son? How would that have been different had you not had this foundation?
Oh no, I would have died. I had no doubt in my mind I would die. I couldn't live through it. The trauma was horrendous. I couldn't have functioned. If I had lived, the only thing that could have kept me going was God. And I always knew if I lost the child, I wouldn't make it. That was my thought. And even though I had another one that I had to fight for too, and I loved him just as much, somehow that trauma was just overwhelming. And I knew it in my mind when I first heard the words, "He's dead." I knew that I couldn't handle it. I didn't have that kind of strength at that time.
I mentioned in the beginning, got 30 seconds, a minute left here, but I talked about maybe the challenges of writing this book, going back and reliving memories. After hearing your testimony, it sounds like this really was an opportunity for you, wasn't it?
It was an opportunity. It was an opportunity to get things out. It was terrifying to actually go ahead and write a book because other people would read it. And I was actually paralyzed at times from writing. I just froze because of the fear of somebody reading this book because it's so personal. But I did, I prayed a lot and got through it and got it done.
Well, and you were helping so many people. The book is receiving excellent reviews. The book is Grace Harbor by Dawn Johns. Dawn, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. The book, Grace Harbor, available on Amazon, wherever books are sold. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.